and a wind holding the cries of lovemaking from all our nights and days moves among the stones, hunting for two twined skeletons to blow its last cry across.
Take a little weight off me. Now when she's happy, I'm heaven. If she's down, she'll never say, 'cause she knows I'm treading water. Guess she feels I'm better off that way. But when sadness overcomes me, I'm blinded by the night. Oh, she takes my hand and leads me to the light. And she whispers in the morning, she knows the words to say. She keeps me looking forward to a new day. So I try just to be a lover,
like the sun shining over the mountaintop. You know I'll always come again. You know I love this band. Watch the sunlight dancing on your skin. I've never gone so wrong for telling lies to you. What you see is what I've been. There is nothing I can hide from you. You see me better than I ever can. Before me now, there are some times wheels spin. Darling, I only hope that you will hold me now. Until I gain control again. Just like the lighthouse, I'ma stand alone. Landmarks to mark the sailor's journey's end. No matter what sea I've been sailing on. You know, I'll always roll this way again. I'm on the road that lies before me now. Surely there will be some turns where I will spin. I only hope that you will hold me now, till I gain control again. For me now, there are some turns where I will spin. I only hope that you will hold me now. Until I gain control again. Till I gain control.
In the burrows of the nightmare, where justice naked is, time watches from the shadow and coughs when you would kiss.
Soft as a gentle summer rain, dancing lightly on my window pane. That's a feeling when she touches my face, and I'm caught up in the magic of her warm, loving ways. And I can't help feeling once again, it's like a first time thing. And when she quietly whispers my name, rockets explode inside my brain. It's like I'd never touched her before, and I guess that's what makes me want to touch her all the more. And I can't help feeling once again, it's like a first time thing. Once you've turned a certain page in life, the fireworks just seem to disappear. She takes me back to the first stage in life, and with her it's like the 4th of July, each day of the year. And in a world where people constantly change, somehow she's kept our world the same. Or maybe it just seems that way to me, 'cause love can make a man see the things he wants to see. But I still can't help feeling once again, it's like a first time thing.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds. I had the heat stains that have dried up on some love. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you rivered gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns that would burn. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursed or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and fell. That you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence until the joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking in the back roads by the rivers of flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, cracking cauldron in some train yard. My beard erupts in cold pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands around the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and fire. That you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
The King, not Jimmy Martin. Elvis Aaron Presley, singing on John Hartford's Gentle on My Mind. From my favorite period of Elvis, the donut and barbiturate era. Basically, 1970, 1971, up until his untimely death in 1977. Toward the end, I mean, he was transcendent. Previous to that, something from the polyester era of Ray Price. Like a First Time Thing. And previous to that, Van Morrison, Until I Gain Control Again. And I have been under the apparently false assumption that all Irish people love country music. And Van Morrison's version of that song kind of perpetuated that myth. But apparently it's not the fucking case. And I kicked the whole thing off with Leon Russell. She Smiles Like a River. Gonna remind you once again to go to www.ruckusintheboonies.com and procure your passes for Ruckus in the Boonies 2018 this July in Heppner, Oregon. Gonna have Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies, the Pine Box Boys, Jeff Crosby, Lauren Walker Madsen, Noah Tyson, Stoned Evergreen Travelers, James Honeycutt, Dogbite Harris, obviously the festival founder and organizer, Absinthe Rose, Nicole Pike, Tales from Ghost Town, Stoned Evergreen, Stoned Evergreen Travelers, Billy Cook and Billy Hood, not together, but maybe, hell, I don't know, but they are booked individually. The tickets are quite affordable. Also, check out ruckusintherecords.com. I actually have an album coming out. Well, it might already be out. Produced by Jack Gibson of Exodus and Coffin Hunter Infamy. And he played various stringed instruments on that as well. And the guy's like a fucking genius. Also, contributions from Lucy B. Cochran, formerly of Stumptail Dolly. She did amazing fiddler. James Honeycutt contributed some very lovely guitar to one of the tracks as well. And I told Dogbite, man, this is going to sell in the ones of copies, but I don't know, he's self-destructive or something. But also, James Honeycutt, speaking of James, his latest is now being released through Ruckus in the Records, as well as Stoned Evergreen Travelers, Dogbite Harris, who should be getting back to making music soon. So support real independent music and forsake the glossy stuff. Although I will say I listened to this latest Cody Jinks song that Joshua Morningstar wrote, and that is sublime. Anyhow, back to more weed and songs.
Adam doesn't understand her. He only thinks in numbers. He only drinks in restaurants where the girls are fully covered. Can't trust his yearnings, and he doesn't like pretending. His temper stretched so much by work, his heart is never-ending. He calls her the chocolate girl, 'cause he thinks she melts when he touches her. And she knows she's a chocolate girl. Wrapped in bits of silver. Alan doesn't understand this. He says he harder. So he spends the nights with old friends underneath the cover. And he talks about the chocolate girl and how he thinks she melts when he touches her.
You know the story of the frog in the pan of cold water. If you throw a frog into hot water, it'll jump around and suffer greatly and die. If you put the frog in a pan of cold water, and you put that on the stove, and you heat it to the boiling point, the frog doesn't stir, he doesn't feel it, he doesn't notice it. And at the end of it, he's dead. These things happen incrementally, they're gradual.
Shut down the power all along the line. We got stuck in. 20 minutes later. The legendary hitchhiker says that he knows where it's at. Now I'd like to go to Spain or somewhere like that. With a two-tone Bible and his 30 cigarettes, his suntan lotion and his castanets and wise.
Girl, don't you say to someone else. Ride with me.
Evan Dando and his Lemonheads, Ride With Me. And before that, Elvis Costello and his Attractions with Waiting For The World To End. Previous to that, Lloyd Cole and his Commotions, Jesus Said. And I kicked the whole thing off with Deacon Blue, Chocolate Girl. A song I was just very recently introduced to. Brilliant! Speaking of brilliant, don't forget Ruckus Nabooney's 2018 in Heppner, Oregon this July. Got your Bob Wayne, got your Pine Box Boys, your Lauren Walker Madsen, James Honeycutt, Stoned Evergreen Travelers. Go to www.ruckusandnabooneys.com and check her out. Also, speaking of brilliant, my friend, former colleague, and authoress, Ohio's Satanic Sarah Burr. She's got a new cookbook out. I think I even remember the name of it. It's like the Vegan Forager's fake book, handbook. Look her up. That's B-I-R, Sarah Burr. She knows a lot about food. She sent me a postcard. It was kind of depressing. And I've misplaced it. But, Sarah, I'm doing well, I think. Except for I just had a bird enter my house. And then we were sitting there trying to figure out how to get it out, the bird and I. And it walked out the door, headed south. At least that's how I remember it. But I think things are going to be good. It's summer. Anyhow, I'll send you off on a high note with Mahalia Jackson. God bless all of you.
When he calls, when he called, Lord, I'm going to answer. When he calls me, yes, I'm going to answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be
somewhere
listening. Well, I'll be
somewhere
listening. I'll be
somewhere
listening for my name. I'll be
somewhere
listening. Lord, I'll be
somewhere
listening. I'll be
somewhere
listening for my name. If I live right, I know I'll answer. If I live right, one day I'm going to if I live right, I know I'm going to answer. I'll be somewhere listening.
somewhere, listening, somewhere, listening. I'll be somewhere, listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
The other to the pearly gate. One road leads up to heaven, the other goes down below. Jesus, our Savior, will protect you. He'll guide you by the old crossroad. The old crossroad now is waiting. Which one are you going to take? One leads down to destruction, the other to the pearly gate. Soon your life will be over. You'll have to face the old crossroad. Will you be ready then, my brother, to shun the one goes down below? The old crossroad now is waiting. Which one are you going to take? One leads down to destruction, the other to the pearly gate.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I met her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger, yet I walked along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of the deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such and such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint I did not stint, for I gave her poems to say, with her own name there, and her own dark hair, like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now, away from me so hurriedly my reason must allow, that I had wooed not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.